I got the idea for my book called Day of the Dead from my editor at Holiday House, Mary Cash. From time to time, Mary will call me and suggest an idea that she thinks Holiday House would like to publish, and Day of the Dead was one of those. And she did this, I think, because she likes the way I've made skeletons in my books before. I've done people skeletons and dinosaur skeletons. She knows I play guitar. I love bright colors in my collage illustrations. And also because I go to Mexico quite frequently and knew something about the subject when she first called me. So over the next 3 years, I finally came up with a manuscript that I was happy with that just describes Day of the Dead and doesn't do it in a way that's depressing for people in cultures where they didn't grow up with the Day of the Dead. And that was my goal in the book. And then I had the fun job of going ahead and making the pictures, but that's how it came to be. And I never thought of it as being a bilingual book because I knew Holiday House had never done one of those before. And I was just delighted when I got a note saying that they were going to do that, and I think it looks terrific in the book and makes it a much, much stronger publication, and I'm happy to be a part of it. I usually start a new picture book illustration project by sketching in a small sketchbook. It's something I can keep with me if I take an airplane trip or something like that, and I can sketch in it for a while until I'm pretty satisfied with the ideas I'm having. And then I like to transfer my favorite sketches in the sketchbook to large sheets of tracing paper. And I usually work the same size for my pictures as they'll appear in the finished book, so most of the sketches I do are about 10 inches tall and about 20 inches wide. And then I sketch and sketch, and after a while, I choose the best sketches from all of those, get rid of the others, and I pin them all up on the wall, and I might move things around. And when I think I'm ready to go to the next stage, that's when I start doing the final collage artwork. And I make the pictures in my books with paper that I buy and paper that I make, paper from recycled birthday present wrapping, all sorts of things, and I tear it out and cut it out with scissors and glue it all down on a page. And when I'm finished with that, and sometimes this takes a month or even 3 or 6 months, I put all the pictures up around my studio and I leave them there for a couple of days. And sometimes I see a few things I want to change, and then when I'm finally happy with everything, I put it in a big box and I wrap it up so nothing will happen to it, and I send it off to my editor and hope that in a day or two I'll get a really neat phone call with her telling me how much she likes the art too. My advice for a young illustrator is to develop your own style, and this can take a long time, but I think you do it by seeing what's around you, keeping your eyes open, being open to everything, going to museums whenever you can. You can certainly look at a lot of artwork online now. You can even visit some very famous museums online. Look at a lot of books. If you're still going to school, do it at the school library. But I think it's also important to look at art that might not appear in a picture book or a book you might usually pick up. It's good to look at art from different cultures, different parts of the world. And eventually you're going to start to create something that feels like it's really coming from within you, and that's when it's going to be special to you, and that's when it'll look special to other people. So good luck.
Celebrate our ancestors on the Day of the Dead with offerings of flowers, sugar stones, and bread. Make tacos and empanadas, mole and treats, smell incense that burns, smoky and sweet. Up our bundles before the setting sun, under twinkling stars and the moon glowing bright, like candles that flicker with soft yellow light. Mark a path for the spirits with petals of flowers, dancing and remember the loved ones for us. upstairs. He smelled the sweet flowers as we light up the bed. Celebrate our ancestors on the day of the dead. We smell the sweet flowers as we lie down for bed.